Maaser Sheni Perik Hey Mishnah Yud Beis 5:12. We continue to darshan the psukim that one recites when he says the Vidui HaMaisras, up to the second of the three psukim. I'll read it to you in full now, and then we'll break it apart to the Mishnah. Pasuk says, and this is what one actually recites, Lo achalti va'oni mimenu. I didn't eat from it in a state of aninus, I'll explain. V'lo be'arti mimenu betame. I didn't get rid of it or consume it in a state of tuma. V'lo nasati mimenu lames. And I didn't give from it to the dead. Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai. I listened, I heeded to the voice of Hashem my God. Asisi k'chol asher tzivisani. I did all that was commanded of me. So we'll break it up into psukim, darshing it, each part of the pasuk in its own place. The Mishnah says, Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. I didn't eat from it in a state of oni, of aninus. So we're referring, the it here, we're referring to here, is Maaser Sheni and Revai, which one cannot eat when he's an onen. What is an onen? So an onen is someone who is now in the initial stage of mourning, M-O-U-R-N, mourning the loss of one of his relatives that he's required to mourn over. Those relatives are seven. It's his mother or father, sister or brother, son or daughter, or his spouse. And the day of their death is the Doraisa time when one is an Onen, as opposed to an Avel. Midrabanan, that time was extended. According to the Rambam, which I'll stick to as the Pshat here, first of all, it's the night after that first day is included in Aninus Midrabanan. And also, the whole time that the mace, the corpse, hasn't been buried, the period of Aninus extends. So if it took 3 days to bury that person, the period of Aninus extends midrabanan throughout those 3 days until the burial and not the night afterwards. So during that time, one may not eat revai or maaser sheni or bikurim for that matter. And if he does, then the Mishnah here is saying that he would not be allowed to recite the vidui hamaisras. As an interesting point, this is the source for the prohibition against eating maaser sheni, revai, etc., bikurim, in the state of, or kudshim actually also is included, in a state of aninus. And because of that, it's peculiar. There's no separate thou shalt not, you know, somewhere else in the Torah. This is actually worth learning from. And therefore, it actually comes out to be a machlokas rishonim. What happens if one did eat in a state of aninus, his maaser sheni, etc., what are the consequences? According to Rosh, he gets malchus, those good old-fashioned lashes, like any other lo saaseh, any other prohibition from the Torah. Whereas the Ramban says, no, it's only a prohibition that's learned out from mitzvah saaseh, because there's no explicit you may not in the pasuk. In either case, for sure the case is that if one did eat revai, maaser sheni, in a state of aninus, then he could not do the vidui hamaisras. The Mishnah continues on, and here, so the Mishnah says now, explicitly explains, ha im achlo ba'anina, if one did eat it, the revai, or the maaser sheni, in a state of aninus, enu yachol lisvados, he can't recite the vidui hamaisras. The Mishnah continues with the next part of the pasuk, which reads, v'lo bi'arti mimenu betame, I didn't, according to the, here our Mishnah, it says, I didn't separate out the maaser sheni in a state of tuma, as the Mishnah says, ha im hefrisho betuma. If one did separate it in a state of tuma, thereby he would convey his tuma to the maaser sheni, and that in consequence would be enu yachol hisvados. One could not do the vidui, a separate restriction all to itself. The Gemara in Yevamos understands that the biarti here is referring to consumption, and it's referring to not eating the maaser sheni in a state of tuma. In either case, both are true. One may not eat it or convey tuma to it, eat it in a state of tuma or convey tuma to it. The Mishnah here is saying if one did convey tuma to it, then he couldn't recite the vidui, even though he could still, of course, do beer on that tame maaser sheni, but that's not sufficient. One can't do it in a state of tuma. The pasuk continues, and the Mishnah explains it, quote, v'lo nasati mimenu lames, end quote. I did not give of it to the dead. So the Mishnah says, Lo lakachti menu aron v'tachrichim lames. I didn't use the Maaser Sheni money to purchase an aron as a coffin, and tachrichim are burial shrouds for a mace, for a corpse, for a dead body. And the truth is, as we've learned in this Masecht already, one may not use the money that he redeems the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni onto to purchase anything other than for eating and drinking and anointing his person. But this comes to tell you, even anointing a dead body would be, you know, invalid for sure. Others emphasize the point is that even though arranging for the burial of a person is a great mitzvah, one is disallowed to use his Maaser Sheni money to do so, and if he did, that would invalidate his ability to recite the Vidui HaMaaseres. The Rambam in the Parish explains something I really like very much, which is that the issue is that one is Maaser Sheni has embedded intrinsic Kedusha, and one is essentially to incorporate that Kedusha into his person physically by consuming the Maaser Sheni or whatever, you know, ultimately transferring Kedusha onto something that he will eat and bring into his person. So if it's transferred anywhere else than to his own life force, it's to a mace, it's to his non-person, and that's against the rules. That's what the Torah is setting up here, that one should sort of incorporate Kedusha quite physically, so to speak, into his person. Fine. A second drasha that comes out, says the Mishnah, from the prohibition of giving it lo nasati mimeno lemeis, is that v'lo nasativ la'onim acherim. I did not provide my Maaser Sheni food to be consumed by other people in a state of aninus while they're with their dead. The Mishnah continues with the next part of the pasuk. Shamati v'chol Hashem Elokai. I heeded the voice of Hashem, my God. The Mishnah explains, Hevesi leveis bechira. I brought it to the base of bechira, which is literally means the house of choosing, but again, it means the base of mikdash. Now, the only component that must be brought to the base of mikdash is bikurim. As for Maaser Sheni itself, it doesn't actually need to be brought to the base of mikdash. It could be brought and eaten in Yerushalayim, so it's lav dafka. Some explain the pshat here is that the ideal use for the money, the one used to redeem Maaser Sheni, is to bring as a korban a shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash, and that would reference this. Fine. The Mishnah continues on by saying the last part of the verse, which is, Asisi kechol asher tzivisani. I did as all that you commanded me. Now, of course, you already covered that point already, and therefore the Mishnah says, in addition, that samachti, I rejoiced in my mitzvahs, in the Maaser Sheni, etc., v'simachti bo, and I also used it to gladden other people. I made other people happy with my Maaser Sheni, my Bikurim, etc.